May the holy names of Jesus and Mary be blessed now and forever. The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the epistle of the Mass, we hear words regarding, exhorting us to be merciful and to be charitable to those who are in need. In this homily, I would like to take a few reflections from the book of Saint Alphonsus de Liguori, The Glories of Mary, especially in the chapter when he speaks of Mary as the advocate of sinners. Now, Mary, who is merciful towards those who are in need, towards those who are sinners. According to Saint Alphonsus de Liguori, we have many reasons for loving, our most loving Queen. So we have the Blessed Virgin Mary loves us a lot, and as a result, we have a lot of reasons to love her in return. He says that if Mary was praised throughout the world, if in every sermon Mary alone was spoken of, if all men gave their lives for Mary, still all would be little in comparison with the homage and gratitude that we owe her in return for the tender love she bears to men. And even to the most miserable sinners who preserve the slightest spark of devotion for her. Blessed Raymond Giordano used to say, "At Mary, Mary knows not how to do otherwise than love those who love her, and that even she does not disdain to serve those who serve her. And in favor of such a one, should he be a sinner, she uses all her power in order to obtain his forgiveness from her blessed Son." And he adds that her benignity and mercy are so great that no one, however enormous his sins may be, should fear to cast himself at her feet, for she never can reject anyone who has recourse to her. Saint Alphonsus continues that, should there happen to be a sinner who doubts Mary's power, who doubts Mary's intercession and compassion, as a result of the greatness of his own sins, Saint Alphonsus exhorts this sinner to take courage in the words of Saint Bonaventure, who says, "The great, the special privilege of Mary is that she is all-powerful with her Son." But Saint Bonaventure makes an observation. To what purpose would Mary have such great power if she did not care for us? What would be the purpose of Mary's great power and intercession with God if she did not care for us? So Saint Bonaventure concludes that, "Let us not doubt, but be certain. And let us always thank our Lord and His Divine Mother for it, that in proportion as her power with God exceeds that of all the saints, so is she in the same proportion our most loving advocate, and the one who is most solicitous for our welfare." So she, of all the saints in heaven, is the most loving, the most caring, the most solicitous for our spiritual well-being. So therefore, we should be encouraged to turn to Mary with great confidence, for she is ever ready to help us. Now, Saint Alphonsus says that God the Father, besides giving us Jesus Christ as our principal advocate with him, was also pleased to give us Mary as our advocate with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, being God, being himself a just judge, at times severe and rigorous with sinners, may inspire fear in us. But then we have the Blessed Virgin Mary, who in whom there is not the least trace, the least trait of severity. Therefore, as the saints encourage us, we should turn to Mary with a joyful heart, and she will save us by her intercession. Saint Alphonsus gives the example of someone, an old man, who came to confession one day to one of the fellow priests of his congregation. Saint Alphonsus relates the story that in one of our missions, after the sermon on the Blessed Virgin Mary, which it is always customary in our congregation to preach, a very old man came to make his confession to one of the fathers. Filled with consolation, he said, "Father, our Blessed Lady has granted me a grace." "What grace has she granted you?" the confessor asked. "You must know, Father," he replied, "that for 35 years I have made sacrilegious confessions. For there is a sin which I was ashamed to confess, and yet I have passed through many dangers, have many times been at the point of death, and had I then died, I should certainly have been lost. But now our Blessed Lady has touched my heart with grace to tell it." This he said, weeping and shedding so many tears that he quite excited compassion. Then the confessor, after hearing his confession, asked him what devotion he practiced. The old man replied that on Saturdays he always abstained from milk or anything containing milk in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And on this account, the Blessed Virgin had shown him mercy. So from this example, we know that if we are generous with Our Lady, if we are devoted to her, if we try to practice some form of mortification on pain or penance, in honor of her, she will always repay us with kindness. She will always intercede for us before the throne of her Son. She will make sure that one day, we at the moment of our before passing away from this life, she will obtain for us that great grace of final conversion and repentance. Let us in this Holy Mass turn with confidence to the Blessed Virgin Mary, our advocate, asking us to intercede for us always, in this moment, always, and at the hour of our death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.